Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kings, depending on our vernacular, or your vernacular. Justin Fields. Justin Fields. Our boy showed out. So we're just going to jump off into it, man. How y'all brothers feeling about Justin Fields?
I'm excited. I mean, from what I've seen from him, it sounded pretty good. From what I saw, he did everything that you would expect him to do. You would expect a number one quarterback to do. So I'm impressed. I just would like to see him get time with the ones. I'm going to address a few things in regards to Justin Fields and some individuals on Twitter who didn't understand the unapologetically black ordeal with Justin Fields. And I'm starting to see it, with the whole the game is quite slow. Like, no, you twisting his words. That's what you're doing. You're twisting his words. But, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But from his performance and what I saw, Justin Fields had a hell of a day and a hell of a debut in a preseason. So it was incredible.
I got the same sentiments, man. I mean, I've been saying it right on schedule. Nothing he went out there and did surprised me, because that's who he is. I knew that's what he was going to do. I think he's a really, really talented guy. You seen what he was able to do. He was able to run. He was able to make throws. He was able to read, process information. He was able to, command the huddle. You know what I mean? He had guys, the troops galvanized around him. People were happy to see him out there balling, on offense and defense. People fed off of him. He made people look good. Rodney Adams. I mean, I'm just being real. Everybody's like, Rodney Adams. It's like, nah, come on.
One NFL game, man.
Right. Come on, man. Come on. But nothing he did surprised me, man. I knew that's what he was going to do. I think, he'll build upon that and move forward. I think he's just a good quarterback. He's good. This is what we expected. Mm-hmm. We got what we expected. He's as advertised. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. As 100%. Advertised. Yeah, like I was watching, I went back and watched it. They don't have the All-22 on Game Pass anymore, but I rewatched it because I watched it condensed, and I rewatched the whole, because I recorded it. So I just rewatched the whole thing. And even the throws that he missed, man, like they weren't bad throws. Like the one throw, people were like, oh, he almost threw a pick. They showed a different angle. It was Jim Miller and the DB basically. Yeah, it was pass interference. He was grabbing and tugging on Jesse James and tripped him right as the ball was thrown. And if you watch the trajectory of the ball, if he didn't fall, that was a catch.
Yeah.
So people were like, oh, that was a bad pass. Like, no, see, this is why, you got to have those different angles. You try to make a determination based on, TV copies. It doesn't tell the truth. And then he had a couple of other passes where the receiver just didn't get separation. It was a good ball, but there was no separation, and they got to play on the ball. The one bad play I'll say he made was when he did that stupid spin move. He said he was going to retire.
Need to retire.
He got stripped. Yeah, he needs to retire that. He's 100%. But outside of that, but go ahead.
Word to wise to Justin, just get your ass down, man. We can't afford you getting hurt. Mm-hmm. Quit trying to make a play, man. Get what you can. Pull a Russell Wilson. Get what you can and get down. All right? Yeah, we keep you around when you do that. Because trust me, you're not going to run on them too much, man. You're not going to run on opposing defenses too much, okay? And think you finna go ahead and withstand their hits. They will hurt you. Mm-hmm. Literally hurt you. Ask Mike Vick. Mm-hmm. Okay. We don't need you breaking an ankle, a foot. We don't need that. Okay. We know you country strong, but we need you to be city smart. Mm-hmm. Slide, baby. Slide.
Yeah. He got out of bounds the second time though.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dan. And that's something all young quarterbacks gotta learn, man. When you athletic and you out there, you trying to prove yourself, you trying to, you know, at the end of the day, let's be real. He knows. You think Justin Fields is going into this, even though Matt Nagy's saying, hey, you know, he's not the starter, Andy Dalton's the starter. You don't think Justin Fields is like, nah, if I ball out, I'm going to be the starter.
Mm-hmm. He definitely got his opportunity mentality. This Buffalo game.
That's his mentality. That's what he does. You know what I mean? So, you know, he's out there trying to make plays. And when you're young, 22 years old, man, you don't – man, I'm invincible. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, you know, that's something that he's going to have to learn. But, you know, it's a growing process. It's a learning process. And I think he'll figure that out pretty soon, man. It won't take him long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, that second play he ran, he picked up, I don't know, he picked up like 20 yards.
Yeah, quick.
He got out of, them Jets came on, man. you probably see him break out like two or three times a game, but that should be it. You should just, you know, make a defense pay, keep him honest, got to keep an eye on me. You know, I'll pick up 20 yards on the ground, man. But it was wonderful to see, just to see the way he moves, man. It was one play, it was like real subtle, but it's just, we'll be talking about, some people have that skill. He rushed the line of scrimmage and forced the defender. It's like a fast break, like a 2-on-3 fast break, a 3-on-2 fast break. He forced the defender to commit, and then he just dropped the ball off for the first down to, I forget who it was. One of those, you know, random wide receivers, Rodney Adams, you know, and it was just like, that's what you can't teach, man, that feel of the game.
Yeah. It's two plays that really stood out to me that I liked, right? He hit. He's rolling out to the right, and this is right at what 14:45 to go in the third quarter. I think it was right starting the third quarter, and he's rolling out to the right, and as he's rolling out, he kind of motions for the guy to get down. If you notice what he was doing, he's telling the receiver, "Get down. I'm throwing it down to the ground." Right.
Yep.
So he throws it. But it keeps your receiver from getting hurt. Blessed.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But how many times did we look at games last year and Darnell Mooney was thrown and you know, you got guys, they act like he was 6'5 out there. You know what I mean? He's 5'11. You know, they throwing jump balls, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. And he's getting tore up, getting the rib cage busted up and stuff like that. This, you know, he did that several times. That was the little sidearm thing that he did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everybody looked at it like, oh, man, that was a sweet sidearm. And, yeah, it was. But more importantly, he kept his receiver from getting blasted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he did that on that play, and he did it again. Who's number 6? I forgot his name.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Hardy. Yeah. Isn't Hardy?
He did it with Hardy, too. Hardy, the same thing. He's rolling out, and Hardy's coming. And he throws it lower because you got defenders behind Hardy, and it keeps him from getting blasted. You know what I mean? So you're able to pick that up. And then another thing that I liked about that, as he's rolling out, he had the dude in the flat. If he wanted to, he got through
it. Oh, yeah.
You know, for a 3-yard pickup or something like that. That was your check down, right? Mm-hmm. But instead, he held it just long enough for the defender to come up, as you mentioned. And then he was able to free up that guy and throw that sidearm pass to the guy. And I mean, that's the stuff that you can't teach.
Yeah.
Well, you can teach it, but it's hard for people like Mitch Trubisky or Foles. They can't do that type of stuff. That's a natural feel for the game. Like, I know what I can do. I know what I can get away with here. I'm going to force this guy to commit and pick up more yardage than this little 3-yard dump off.
Yeah, and the way he threw it away from the defender, too, like you were saying. So he didn't get, like, throw it to him, and then he threw it into the defender where he can get blasted. He threw it away. So the dude was able to catch it and go to the ground without getting hit. It's just so much stuff, man. And then you got these people talking about, oh, well, it's against the third stringers. And I'm like, bro, he's playing with third stringers.
It's the hate. It's the hate.
Rodney Adams. I mean, and I'm not hating on Rodney Adams because he played well. He had 4 catches for, like, 67 yards?
Yeah.
Good game. But let's be real. Rodney Adams ain't no stud out there.
Nah, he ain't Allen Robinson.
The hate got to stop, man. Ridiculous.
Speaking of hate, I want to. You got something to get off your chest, right? About
Yeah, man. Look, now I put a tweet out there, and I stated, you know, about Justin Fields being unapologetically black, right? You know, it really irritates me and like really itches my ass, right?
Educate these people.
It really itches my ass when those who are not qualified to have this conversation, you know, what we call the others, those who aren't qualified to have this conversation feel the need to address the conversation. but you're not qualified to have this, you know. It's like a person who can't play basketball want to talk about who is, you know, the best basketball player. Well, how the fuck would you know? You don't hoop. You know, it's like me having an opinion on cricket. The fuck would I know? I don't play cricket.
I don't even know the rules of the game.
Exactly. You don't know the rules of the game. Key cog there, Will, like you said, you don't know the rules of the game. Therefore, how can you play? Right? Mm-hmm. So when I talk about being unapologetically black, and it was a reason for why that tweet was doing numbers, and, you know, the small, minuscule few, wasn't nobody siding with them but those who think like them. Now, being unapologetically black, it has nothing to do with racism, sirs. It has nothing to do with racism. It has everything to do with that we don't like your demeanor. We don't like how you carry yourself. So therefore, we're going to find every way to try to tear you down. Being unapologetically black is being like Ric Flair. Being like Ric Flair, meaning I walk the walk, I talk the talk. To be the man, you have to beat the man, and I am the man, and I'm not apologizing for it. Because I put in the work, I believe, and I trust into myself, I put myself here. Where is that about racism? Anyhow, jumping into the second part, why they seek to tear him down. The Chris Sims of the world, you know, the PFF. Oh, yeah, exactly. Fuck him. But, you know, the PFF of the world, the everyday on air analysts. OK, one guy hopped in and said, no, NFL Live, they back Justin Fields. You know, no, Swagoo backs him and Lewis Riddick backs him. The rest of them bastards on NFL Live, they tear him down. Thus why his stock dropped. Dan Orlovsky went there to try to tear his stock down. And Kirk Herbstreit had to step in and fact check him on it. Where are you hearing this from? And called him out on it. And then he backtracked, right? And now Orlovsky's trying to be a supporter, right? Nah, we don't want you. But the rest of that crew on NFL Live. And again, what I mean by unapologetically black. Cam Newton, unapologetically black. The Lamar Jackson.
And see, that's a perfect example. I don't mean to cut you off. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish. And then I'm going to mention something about Cam Newton. But go ahead.
All right. Lamar Jackson, unapologetically black. Bill Polian didn't like it. Bill Polian didn't like it. And what'd he say? He's a wide receiver.
Yeah, he says...
He's not a quarterback. He's a wide receiver. He's not a quarterback. He's not this. He's not that. Da, 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 da. Tearing him down.
Remember that video I posted about the
absolutely.
Whole
time? Yeah. Absolutely. So, but we've known this with the media. So just quick, I'm just going to, you know, brush over it real quick and not get too in-depth because it'd take up the whole show. But however, for those who had such a rebuttal and a disclaimer against what I was stating and what I was saying, okay, unapologetically black, if you know, you know. And if you're not black, don't have this conversation with us. Because you're not going to understand it. And you're not understanding where we're coming from. So where I'm coming from is, when you're unapologetically black, there's two kinds of media in this world. Okay? Just like there's two separate laws in this world. All right? As black men, all three of us, we know we can't do what our white counterparts do with the law. Nope. We'll die. Okay? We know that. So if we want to live, we're not granted those same privileges, okay? All right? Now, perfect example. Aaron Rodgers, cocky, bravado, brodacious, in your face, I'm the shit and I know it. But I only got one Super Bowl ring. But the media loves him. He's a media darling. They ain't trying to tear Aaron Rodgers down. They don't mix Aaron Rodgers' words. They don't say anything negative about Aaron Rodgers, right? Justin Fields. The hair, the swag, the dancing, the TikToks,
That's the unapologetically black.
That's the unapologetically black that they don't like.
Showing up to the White Sox game, he's the only player.
He's the only player in black.
Looking like Eazy-E.
And what they say, look at him. It's not all about him. It's not all about him. It's something about him. It's just not all about him. Then they take his words as he's saying, the defense, you know, the game was, it wasn't as fast as I thought it would be because I practice against my defense every day. They're a lot faster. But what part did the media take out of that? Mm-hmm. The game ain't as fast as I thought it would be.
Marcus Spears.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp. Oh, trust, the game will speed up. Well, wait, hear the whole story first. But this is what the media does. And when I say that our quarterback doesn't get hyped, y'all looking at it like, oh, ain't nobody tearing them down. No, we looking at what they doing. We looking at what the media's doing, okay? They're trying to paint him as an asshole, as an arrogant asshole.
Yep.
Because he's a black man leading a franchise, okay? Yep. And he's not humble. He's not quiet. Why the fuck should he be humble when he knows he's the best motherfucker on the field?
Right.
What is there to be humble about? Was Jordan humble? See, but this is the thing that I try to bring up, and everybody want to say, oh, well, I guess they hated Donovan McNabb. I guess they hated Lamar Jackson. Yes, they did. Don't forget, Donovan McNabb was fucking booed when he was drafted.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Told him he wasn't.
Yeah, right.
Lamar Jackson's an MVP. And Lamar Jackson was. If he's going to stay.
Exactly.
Well, they're going to pay him.
He's an MVP quarterback, though.
Exactly. These are the things that quarterbacks face. Patrick Mahomes had the best fucking college stats in the NFL draft. In the NFL draft. Y'all was debating if he was even worth a first round pick. These are the things that we're talking about, but unapologetically black. Dan, Cam Newton, hit that.
Cam Newton. Starting off, Cam Newton didn't have no problems, right? Why? Because he was clean cut. You know what I mean?
He kept his mouth shut.
Nice, little fresh clean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What'd they ask him? You got tattoos?
Mm-hmm.
This is the you know, I'm just going to say it. Jerry Richardson, the racist owner that he was.
Yeah.
He was. You got any tattoos, Cam? No, I don't have no cat tattoos. Yeah, keep it that way.
Mm.
Because they don't want you to do what normal black, you know what I mean? Like they don't want you to have that aura. Yeah. They don't want you to have that swag. They don't want you to have that bravado, like you said. You know what I mean? What happens? You know, same thing with Michael Vick. Michael Vick, when he came in, you know, when he started growing braids,
yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
The view of Michael Vick changed.
Yes, sir.
The whole view. And then he was attacked over and over repeatedly. Yeah, he got in a situation with the dog fighting thing, right? Mm-hmm. But he was attacked before that.
Mm-hmm.
Several times.
Yes, sir.
And it was why? Because, and I'm going to tell you why they made this attack on Michael Vick. Because he did not go visit the White House.
Yeah.
When the team went to visit the White House, he said he had better things to do.
Yes, sir.
He said he had better things to do. George Bush was in the White House at that time. Mm-hmm. And from that point forward, they was messing with Michael Vick. Here we go on the airplane. What you got in that bottle? Is that weed in there?
Yep.
You know what I mean? All of this stuff. So when they put you in this mold and they put these guys in there, they say, okay, you can have this amount of success. You can do this, but we'd like you to represent it this way. Now, when you step outside of that and you start getting a little style, you start getting this swag, you wear your hair a certain way, whatever the case may be, now all of a sudden they're looking at you sideways. And that's what we mean by unapologetically black. I'm going to be me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. I don't care who likes it. I don't care who likes it, who likes it or dislikes it. I'm going to be who I am.
Exactly.
And that's what they can't handle. That's what they can't understand about people. And that's what makes them start to hate people.
And this
is why you got people that do this. It's happened time and time again. Time and time again. Cam had no problems. They fined Cam several games. Why? Because he was giving footballs to kids in the stands.
Yeah, fine.
And you let any other quarterback do that, would they have that type of that situation happen? No, but the NFL was fining Cam for it. Why? Yeah. Because Cam did the Superman.
Yeah.
Because Cam did the dab right after he scored a touchdown. They didn't like that. That's too much.
Yeah quarterbacks don't do much. That. Quarterbacks don't do that.
Yeah, you know? Quarterbacks don't do that. You're doing too much, Cam. Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's a transition of, you know, the type of quarterback, what's the prototypical quarterback in the NFL, you know, like – people have said, pocket passers, you know, guys can't run, you know. Oh, Chris Sims, let me get on Chris Sims before I get distracted, dude. Chris Sims today went on Pro Football, whatever, with Mike Florio. And you know, he's salty as hell. He's like a pillar of salt. He's like a salt lake, a walking salt lake. You know, this man is just so salty. Justin Fields goes out and plays well. You just see him. You're watching his face. He can't stand it. And then he has to make these little sly. And I know, like, these guys make these little sly comments like, oh, when he turned that corner, he looked like a running back. Like, I know what you're trying to say, you yes. punk ass.
Yes. Yeah, see, punk ass. See, but this is – but what? They thought I was tripping when I said this yesterday. Mm-hmm. They thought I was tripping.
Yeah.
If you're looking – you're just looking too far into hate. No, the shit is blatant.
Because we know. The thing about it is we know because we black men.
Exactly.
Hurt this crap. And that's the reason why we know. We hear it and we're like, okay, I know what you're saying.
And we're not going to let you do it. We're not going to let you do it this time.
You don't understand it. You don't understand it. But my problem that I have with people is when they dismiss it.
Yes.
They dismiss it like, mm-hmm. you know, like we don't know what we're talking about. Like we haven't dealt with it ourselves. Before, yes. Right. So when you dismiss it, then I have a problem with it because you're not paying attention to what we're talking about.
And you're not trying to you listen. You're just trying to get your point across.
Now, when we have conversations, we don't always agree.
Right.
Me, you, and Will, we don't always agree. Right. We have differences of opinion many times, but we can sit down and talk about it and literally listen to somebody else's and get somebody else's point of view on it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have a problem with when people dismiss it like, oh, man, you don't know what you're talking. You're just saying you're race baiting or whatever. No, it ain't race baiting. We calling stuff out that we see happening.
Absolutely.
And it happens over and over and over again.
And if you don't see it, you don't want to see it. That's the only way I can put it. That's like saying, when cops was gunning down people or whatever. Oh, well, that cop had a right to do that. He broke the law. Really? Okay. All right. Well, you know, conversation over. I'm not going to have this conversation with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, what pisses me off, you know, and it kind of makes me chuckle a little bit when, you know, they're up there. Oh, well, I'm willing to have an educated intellectual discussion. Do you know who the fuck you talking to? I'm a college educated man. Do you know who you talking to? This ain't Ray Ray from up the block, bruh.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't Ray Ray and Pookie from up the block. I'm a college educated man.
I tell people like too. I was like, I got a freaking advanced, I got a master's degree. Who are you talking to? Like I've done written papers, and that's another thing. Like I be peeping game when journalists write stuff.
Yeah,
because I've done so many research papers, dissertations. Like I know how to word stuff. And
exactly.
When you word stuff a certain way, you're trying to generate a certain reaction, a thought.
Yeah.
You're writing to sway an audience. Like when you write a professor a 12-page research paper, you're painting an argument. So I know when they use these words, I'm like, I see like Chris Sims. Oh, he didn't have NFL throws in that NFL throws in that game. Yeah. I'm like, so you're basically trying to say he's a running back and not a passer, even though this man is one of the most prolific college passers in history of college football.
He did throwing better than you in college football?
Yeah, did better than him in every level of his life. You know?
already done passing. Better in the pros.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? So, yeah, we're gonna continue to call this stuff out, man. It is what it is, man. You know, it just feels is the truth. And I'm glad we got a quarterback. And now you got all these haters that from fans of teams that wanted Justin Fields, like the Vikings, like the Broncos, like the Panthers, like the Lions. They trying to throw slander on Justin Fields' names. And some of the Bear fans, man, they going back and finding old tweets where these guys were saying they wanted Justin Fields and bringing them back out to the forefront. Like, oh, you're saying this now?
Exactly.
Because he's not on your team? Yep. You know, we rocked with Justin Fields before he was a Bear. And you know,
exactly.
We've been fans of him even after.
When he was at Ohio State, baby.
Yeah. You know, we were making our, you guys know that's been rocking with us, man. But the preseason reaction, man, like there's some guys that I think that played well in that game, like Khalil Herbert, I like what he did in that game. Ogletree, you know,
Kyrus Snowden. Tonga.
Oh was boy.
Huge. Huge.
Playing really good.
He looked like he could start now.
Yeah.
Look good.
Yeah, he's a beast. Soleil, brother, right there. That's a Polynesian.
Man, I was so impressed. Other than Justin Fields, who I was mostly impressed with was Kyrus Tonga. I was super impressed. Did you see how he just took that damn center and pancaked?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to watch that like five times.
This was a starting center now. starting center. He pancaked him. That's how Ogletree came in and made that damn play.
Right.
He at the goal line. Like he like a rag doll just moved. Boom.
Like rag.
Like move, little kid. Like this is a rookie.
Well, them Polynesians strong, bro.
Damn.
They strong, bro.
And it seemed like every play he was in on it. Every play. I seen one where Jacoby Brissett had rolled out and Kyrus Tonga was on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't throw that ball, he was going to be in for Smurf. Like, Tonga was on his ass. I was looking at this like, am I tripping? Or is Tonga really that dude?
He was balling. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn, EG. Eddie Goldman. Man, think about it. You got Eddie Goldman. Then when Eddie Goldman come out, you got Tonga. Akeem Hicks and Bilal Nichols should feast this season.
Yeah.
They should feast this season. Yeah. You know, but crazy. This is crazy, right? We bring up Tua Tagovailoa stat line, right? And played against the starters, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then he threw a pick in the end zone. Remember that?
Yeah, Deion Bush.
But the narrative, NFL Network, hearing it on ESPN radio, Tua Tagovailoa had a great showing today. What? He threw a fucking pick. What are you talking about? But hold up. Justin Fields really struggled off. He really struggled early on.
He settled down.
What? Until he settled. Motherfucker, he out there with third stringers.
Bro, think about that. He was 14 for 20.
Yeah, struggled early on.
So what did he struggle with? What, two or three passes maybe? You know, if that's what you want to call struggling.
Bro. The worst, man, I don't even think – I rewatched all of his passes. The only one, like, he had one we threw to Javon Williams. Maybe Javon Williams mistimed it, but it was, like, really didn't have a shot. You know what I'm talking about? That was just a deep shot, though.
That's all that was.
But that wasn't – it wasn't a gang of, wow, what kind of pass was that? Even the pass that got we went over that. That wasn't a bad pass.
Right.
So, like, I mean, the muff snap, that wasn't on him. You know, he fumbled. I'm like, to me, I'm dead serious. He fumbled and maybe on that he was in the end zone, which Devon Williams, dumbass, started running the route before the ball was snapped.
Bruh. And what the hell? One of them snaps, Mustafa, that shit was in the grass. What is you doing?
Yeah.
Like, what is you doing? He had to go down and save that.
Yeah, Herbert. So like, he didn't have a bunch of, you know, oh, that was a bad play. That was a bad throw. It's not his fault his offense backed him up into the end zone. You know, like that's the one we're talking about. The people just create these narratives. They have these preconceived. And Keyshawn, shout out to Keyshawn, who's also supports Justin Fields, who wants him to start. And he says this too. He says NFL coaches, players, and analysts have a preconceived notion about a player.
Thank you.
And anytime they do something bad, they automatically default to that. Like, I told you. They have it built in their head that this guy isn't that good, so anytime they do something even remotely doesn't look just flawless, they go after it, they pinpoint it, and they try to magnify it. And that's what it is, man. You got these people that want to be right, like Chris Sims, that want to be right about their evaluation of Justin Fields, that, oh, Zach Wilson was better, so Zach Wilson throws a screen pass, and now he's better. You know? It's sickening.
Which is crazy to me. And like I said, I heard, you know, if you listen to how Pat McAfee and all of them gushed over Mac Jones' mediocre ass performance in the preseason.
Man, that made me so mad, bro.
But have nothing to say about Justin Fields. But see, people, this is why I said this is the reason why he catches so much hate. Well, they didn't have anything bad to say about Justin Fields. You're not listening.
I'm just put it out here. One guy threw. And they talk bad about Cam. That's what I said right after the game, too. It was like, oh, Cam is checking down. Bro, he was 13 for 19 for 87 yards.
Yeah. Check down Charlie.
What do you think that is? 13 completions for 87 yards?
But after the multitude of checkdowns, is Cam Newton in a quarterback battle? Should Mac Jones be starting in New England? What? Like, so y'all
Cam
tripping.
Check down. And Cam checked down. Mac Jones came in. He checked down. He threw his average per attempt was 4.57 yards per attempt. That's your average. Now, PFF PFF played with the numbers and said, well, his average, you know, ball in air was 7. No, it wasn't. Come on, like you could fool some stuff around. You know what I mean? Okay, he's 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage when he lets the ball go. That's and you know, and you throw it 2 yards beyond. Okay, that's a 9 yard pass. No, it ain't. That ain't how it works. That's not how it's worked, PFF. You feel me? It's whatever you wherever you are on the field. He averaged 4.57. Justin Fields, almost the same thing. 14 for 20. One more completion. One more attempt. But he averaged well over 7 yards per attempt.
Yeah, and he had 140 yards. And if Rodney Adams didn't drop one of those passes, he would have had more.
Exactly.
Right? And if Jesse James didn't get tripped up on that pass that people thought was almost picked, he would have had more. Exactly. So
if Justin Fields would have went out there with the ones, he would have had more.
Yeah.
Because the wide receivers he was playing with couldn't get no damn separation.
Exactly. The one Rodney Adams threw over the shoulder ball, he didn't get any separation. And the DB was at Nedman able to get his hand on the ball. Like, he should have had 200 yards in 19 passes.
At least.
He should have.
Like, so don't come to me. Like, I know what's going on in the football field. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's why they took away the All-22, because they got tired of fans and non-professional analysts calling out these analysts.
Yeah.
Making more sense than them.
Like, you said this.
They got their twist on it.
Uh-huh.
And they twisted, you know, PFF is notorious for it, bro. Like, I just don't understand that, you know, they had the rankings that came out. What was it today? Mm-hmm. I think it was where they had Zach Wilson at 2. And then Justin Fields was down, you know, graded at like a 64.
Yeah.
It was like, what it was, 87 and 78 or something like that.
Yeah. And they had Trevor Lawrence. Man. Fourth. And I was like, bro, Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence look better than all the other guys. And Trey Lance, and this is how you know, this is what I talk about with the 49ers and that media machine. The Trey Lance hit an 80-yard bomb on a busted coverage.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. And they were like, oh my God, he's the second come. I check his stats. He's 5 of 14. Right. You know what their excuses are? Well, he had drop passes. See what I mean? You got it. No. Justin Fields had draw passes too. He had guys getting tripped. No one made excuses for him, but you make excuses for this guy because Shanahan, the golden boy, and John Lynch, the media, the wizard, oh, this is their guy. He was 5 of 14, dude. People draw passes. People draw passes. People get tripped up.
33%. That's what it was.
And you over here like he's a second coming to Jesus Christ, man. He was 5 of 14. And most of his yards came on one pass. I think he had like 40 yards outside of that one pass. So that means his other three passes were like 40 yards, you know, total. You know, and he was getting sacked. You know, speaking of sacks, dude, the Bears offensive line gave up 0.
Yeah.
They didn't give up a quarterback hit.
Yeah.
All this pain and losing their mind and people on Twitter freaking out and causing fights saying the Bears offensive line is going to get everybody killed. And these guys come out here, don't even give up a quarterback hit.
Ain't that something?
They need to get touched.
That's a good thing too, man, because you know it speaks to not only the offensive line and how they played well, but it also speaks to having a guy in Justin Fields play 33 snaps and was able to move that pocket and get outside the pocket when he needed to roll out to bootleg. You know what I mean? Be able to hit guys down the field as you're rolling out. This is the stuff that Andy Dalton is going to have struggle doing. And this is what we know for a fact, for a certainty, Nick Foles is never being able to do that.
Right.
Go off on because that dude is a pass. Man.
He just keeps embarrassing himself.
I feel bad for him. Why he need to go into coaching?
He brought this on himself.
He just keeps embarrassing himself. Like, bro, just stop.
If he had shut his mouth and not said that stupid press conference, that acting show that he put on the other day.
You know, I'm dicing up threes every day.
Nobody expects nothing from you, Nick, so just be quiet, right? But you went out there and you wanted to, you know, you had some. Now, that's bravado. He had his chest puffed out, right? It's all the way sunk back in right now. I guarantee you that. He walking around there looking crazy. Well, looking stupid.
When he walk around Hallis Hall, they be like, "Who the fuck is that?" Straight up. And then when he was out there and made that little weak ass throw, the fans start booing his ass. They was like,
"That music is garbage."
Straight up. Like, man, you mentioned Nick Foles. Like,
his
Nick Foles.
Row, man.
Nick Foles?
He came on the field.
Oh, they
ain't nobody booed. Ain't nobody trading for him now, though.
They booed and that's another the thing, shit though. Out of him.
And that's another thing, though. You know, you penalize Justin Fields for playing against twos and threes, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't do nothing but play against twos and threes, right?
I want to see him play against the ones.
That's a negative on his.
Right.
But then Nick Foles goes out there against the same threes, same guys. And can't do nothing.
Hey, same thing. You know what I'm saying? These rookie quarterbacks in this draft class, they going out there playing against twos and threes, and y'all ready to have throw babies from now.
Exactly.
But then the minute Justin Fields go out there and go off against twos and threes, he did it against twos and threes.
Yeah, no big deal.
Like,
yeah, no big deal.
Well, come on, let's wait until we crown him the guy.
You guys are already giving him a gold jacket.
Like, golly, man.
Put your ass down, dude. We excited we got a quarterback. Anyway, you can't tell me. Man, I've been watching the Bears since I was like 6 years old, dude. They ain't never had, like, the closest one was like Jay Cutler, dude.
That's
you know,
it.
That I've been excited about a quarterback, you know.
That's
so
it.
Like, no, bro, we never had this. You watch this guy on the football field and you just like, I ain't never seen that before.
Damn, you know, right.
I ain't never seen that before.
And so, I've been telling people, don't let nobody tell you
how to fan.
You can and can't be happy, you know what I mean? That your team is doing well. Please, man. I wish I would listen to somebody like, don't be excited for this, man.
But like then said, bust a nut when Jordan Love with that little weak ass screen pass. Oh my God! Ooh. Oh my God!
He was awesome.
Like, really?
Yeah.
We got another one. Oh my God!
I was like, he ain't look horrible, but he ain't no damn Aaron Rodgers, bro. He almost got his wide receiver killed on that second pass he threw too. Speaking of talking about throwing guys in position, I think it was Amari Rodgers. He threw that ball in like triple coverage, dude.
Yeah.
Like, this is a great throw. Look how he threw it. He almost got a dude killed. That's called a hospital ball.
Damn right.
That's called a hospital ball. You throwing your ball, get your boy decapitated. Like, right. Hey, we watched that Allen Robinson, the top 187.
Yeah.
Like, watch those passes he was catching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Nick Foles and Mitch Trubisky was trying to get that man decapitated.
Right.
The balls they were throwing, bro.
But the crazy thing is, though, you know, and again, there's still 10 wide receivers better than him in the top 100. Still 10 better than him.
I don't know. I said, as you get out the top five, it's a matter of preference. It's a preference.
The thing is, though,
I think I got him in the top 10. I got him in the top 10, but he ain't in the top five.
But see, my thing is, though, what was B. Parker up to yesterday, bro? Like, what are you doing? Don't start this shit again.
Trying to get that money.
Yeah, like, what are you doing, bro? Like, don't start with this shit.
But yo, though, I can deal with B. Parker doing it because that's his job.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? Now, if A-Rob comes out and he's doing it, then I have an issue because it's like, bro, you don't need the negativity in the locker room.
But right? B is feeding him.
B Parker does it, hey, you know what I mean? That's your job, bro. I can't, you know.
It's just like, bro, okay.
Drum up as much support for Allen Robinson as he can.
Well, you know how to, you know, and this is the honest to God truth. Hey, Rob, you want to drum up support for yourself? Ball out. That's it. Ball out. Now you got a quarterback. You're not catching ducks. You won't be getting killed over the middle. This is why this is important, Matt Nagy, that you need to have Justin Fields practicing with the ones this week let him get some burn.
To touch on that, he said he is. I watched his interview.
Yeah.
And he said he's going to be throwing with the ones, Allen Robinson. He's going to be going against the first team defense. And there were some people that were at practice that said that, he was with the ones. And okay. I heard he looked good at practice.
Good.
Looked better than Andy Dalton.
Good.
Yeah. Right on what Dan said, right on schedule. I think right that it's starting right to be a separation.
Yeah.
He has a
game coming up this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Buffalo Bills. And if Justin Fields goes out and he does anything similar to what he did last weekend, sorry, Andy, like that Toy Story little gift they got where they take Woody and they paint the bottom of his boot over Andy. Like, oop, sorry. We got to get you on up out of here, bro. Sorry. You know, I know we may have promised you a few things, but.
But, you know, that's the problem that I have with it, right? A lot of people, you get a lot of people, and I talk to several people, and I'm like, you know, what's your thought on it? Because I like to just get, you know, gauge what other people are thinking. I had one person tell me, they feel like Andy should get his chance. And I'm thinking, and okay, you're a nice person. You're you know, that's my first thought was, okay, you're a nice person. You're a real nice person. But let's just be honest. The Chicago Bears and Andy Dalton don't have no ties. This is his first year in the Chicago
Bears.
We don't have no ties to him. We don't owe him nothing. The fans don't owe him an opportunity.
Not a damn thing.
The organization don't owe him an opportunity. What you do is what you do. And whoever's the best person for the game to win that game, that's who should be out there, period. You know, matter of fact, the organization, the fans, they owe players like Khalil Mack, Phoenix, you know, guys who have put in the work and for years and have had mediocrity around them for years now. They owe it to them to have the best guy on the field. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, it sounds nice. You're a nice person if you think that. Yeah, and I'm not knocking you. You know what I mean? You're a nice person. You know, you feel like, hey, Andy, he came here and he was willing to come and, you know, yeah, he should get an opportunity. No, he shouldn't. You don't just get an opportunity. You don't get it regardless just because you signed the contract. You get it if you're good enough. That's what sports is. Sports, at the end of the day, is the best players on the basketball court or football field, right? Mm. Will, if you go play ball today, right, you're not picking guys who were there first.
No,
oh, he got to the court early, so he deserves an opportunity.
And then that 6'9" dude with the 40-inch vertical lead shows up. I'm like, you got to wait, bro. This 5'9" accountant.
he was here early, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm going to get my head run off the court. No. Like, bro, they already know. Did you hear how Allen Robinson was talking about Justin Fields when they interviewed him on NFL Network?
Yeah.
That just the way he had that just – it was in his voice.
Yeah.
You hear it, like, when he threw that ball out to Rodney Adams. You saw Allen Robinson on the sideline hyped up.
Yeah.
That back shoulder throw.
Yep.
That's Allen Robinson all day. Yep. You know, man, you got to play – like you said, you ordered Khalil Mack, you ordered Akeem Hicks, the Danny Trevathan. Cody Whitehair.
That's the guys you owe it to.
Yeah, David Montgomery taking all these hits. Jimmy Graham, who's probably his last year. You owe it to these guys. You play the best. You had Jimmy Graham talk about it. I think he's a young Russ. I'm going to get him in touch. He need to call this guy. Like, this kid is – LeBron James is tweeting at this guy in a preseason game.
Yeah.
LeBron James, the greatest basketball player right now.
How many tickets were sold to this game?
60,000.
It wasn't to see Nick Foles.
It wasn't to see Andy Dalton.
It wasn't to see Andy Dalton. Did nobody want to see them play? 60,000 people didn't show up to see them. They showed up for Justin Fields. They showed up for this new era of Bears football that should be taking off this year. That's what they showed up for.
Yeah. Man, what y'all think about the Bears signing Jason Peters. Yeah. OG Peters.
Well, it's a depth move. He's going to be starting at left tackle, obviously. More so a worry, and all plans are scrapped for Tevin Jenkins at left tackle this season. It's over. So,
I don't think so.
Given the fact that we're heading into the second preseason game, you can't work this young man in. Not right now. Not right now. It's no time now. It's go time. So we're heading into the second preseason game that he's not going to dress. He's not going to dress for practice. And then possibly he's not going to dress for preseason at all. If it's surgery that the young man needs, then get it done and get it over with. Get it done and get it over with. Like, who gives a damn? Now, I mean, it's like crying over something you never had.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's not playing. So, okay, ain't no sense to bitch and moan about it right now. Go and get the surgery if you need the surgery. But as of right now, at left tackle, I think Larry Borum is going to be the backup to Jason Peters. And that's the honest to God truth. And right now, Tevin Jenkins, we'll see about it next year. So, you know, we'll see about the move to left tackle next year. But as of this year, it's no time. You missed it all. And, you know, granted, I don't know if they did their due diligence with the injuries, whatever, whatnot. But, again, remember, we said if they start signing offensive linemen, this is the second one. But if they start signing tackles, it's more to it than what's being led on. And whatever it is, I just hope he get it fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it may be more to it than what's being led on. But I'm not sold on Peters being that guy either. I mean, he's 39 years old, man. Like,
yeah,
you know, I think Peters is. I think he's just a place gap until Borum gets his feet up under him.
I mean, yeah, and they don't have a real veteran. And they don't really, you know what I mean? Like, think about it. Like, the key positions. Justin Fields got Andy Dalton. Jalen Johnson had Kyle Fuller. Now you got Desmond Trufant. You know what I mean? Like, Okwan had Trevathan. They don't have, like, a guy. Like, a Fetty and Wilkerson are young. Those dudes are only, like, 25. So, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have a guy like that in that locker room to show these guys, like, hey, young buck, this is how you do it. This is how you prepare. This is the technique. You need that veteran. And like you said, and he can play, he played like 8 games last year. He's like Andrew Whitworth. Those guys are just, you know, they're not who they used to be, but they can still
do some damage.
They can still do some stuff, you know, because they were just so freakish in their youth. So, yeah, I don't know if Jenkins is done, but he's going to need some time. You know, like you said, Vory, I don't think you can just say, oh, you can miss the whole preseason game. Oh, just throw you out that game one.
Right.
You know, so I think that's more or less because I don't think Jason Peters is going to last the whole season.
Nagy's done that before, though.
Yeah. I mean, shit. John Fox threw Kyle Long out there at the right tackle after not practicing the whole preseason. So, to me, at worst, it gives you depth. You know, you got a deep offensive line and Tevin Jenkins to come back. I haven't seen anything on Larry Borum and his concussion.
Oh, he'll be back from that, I'm sure.
Yeah, he'll be back. And then Fetty only got a hip pointer, so he should be back.
Yeah. I think the Bears offensive line wise, you know, they're better than they were last year. I'm just put it out there like that. So, you know, do you want to shore it up? Of course. Do you want guys to get healthy? Yeah. But it's not a situation where we're desperate, I don't think. Because if we were desperate, they would have got somebody besides Peters.
Like Russell O'Connor.
He
wants to get paid though.
But they got some money where they can do some things. I mean, you know, you trade Nick Foles, that'll free up some more money.
No, nobody wants that. That's especially after that preseason game. And one more thing, man. I know I'm about to go pick up my daughter from school in a bit, but the fallout about Mitch Trubisky on Twitter. Last week during the Buffalo Bills, and it's going to be magnified next weekend because you got Justin Fields playing, you know. And I think it's almost perfect because it needs to happen. You need to bury that shit. Yes. Some fans need to bury it and move on with the future.
Yes.
Because it's over, dude. It didn't work out. He's probably going to be in the NFL 10 years, but he's probably going to be a backup. Nice spot start.
Right.
He wasn't it. Like, people still think, like, that's the thing with him is that I don't care that, like, you hope he does well, but he just isn't it. Like, and I think the ship has sailed on him being the next guy, the franchise guy in the Bears room. He ain't that. He's just not that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's a certain segment. It's very small because most people have moved on. Even hardcore truthers have moved on. But it's still like a small, like, no, he's great.
the funny thing about it is, you know, he came out and he had that statement in that little press conference that he had, right? And it was a lot of people that got mad and said he was throwing shade. I don't think he threw personal shade. I don't think he threw shade at the Bears at all. I think, matter of fact, he shaded himself more so than he shaded anybody else. Because he was out there, and I said it on Twitter, y'all mad at the dude for being honest. He went out there and said, hey, I didn't have an opportunity to battle for a starting quarterback position. That's shading yourself. That's saying I wasn't good enough, right? I mean, essentially, that's what he said. And then he said, you know, I went to a place where, you know, my skill set could be utilized. And, yeah, he can because they like to let their quarterback run a little bit. Mitch got some wheels. He can do that. He ain't Justin Fields. But he can move out of the pocket. And then, you know, you got a situation where he wanted to learn, he said. So that he just told the truth. You know what I mean? That was the truth of the matter. And yeah, he wasn't wanted in Chicago. And you got people, I got people that come and said, well, I wanted Mitch. Why are you saying that? That's not, I wanted Mitch to do well myself. But there comes a point in time where you say, okay, this guy is not working out.
Yeah.
We gotta move on. And that's the point that the Bears were at. That's what they did. He was at that point. He wasn't going to come back to Chicago because he knew Nagy didn't want him.
Just like Motar on a butter rim told Boogaloo and the rest of them.
Time to bounce.
Just like I said, your mans ain't shit. Lulug, do dirty, go get the ride. Let's go.
Stupid. Get the ride. Let's go.
Straight up. He said, yo, just like I told you, your mans ain't shit.
That's it.
Flat
you
know, out.
You got people mad about it, man. And it's like, y'all got to get over that, man. It's over. And
we got Justin Fields.
And I've never had a situation where, man, I hope he does well. I don't care if he does well or not.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
And that's the second part is that, like people got to understand he's going to catch strays. Just like Kirk Cousins catches strays. Just how Jared Goff catches strays. Just how – because he's not a Bear anymore. Right. You know what I mean? So he's going to catch strays when he's on TV. And you just gonna if you're a fan of his, that's what you just gotta accept. Just like Kirk, it's Kirk Cousins fans that get upset when we talk bad about Kirk Cousins. But guess what? He ain't a Bear no more. He's fair game. You know, it is what it is. He's out of here. You know, now you come at Justin Fields, we're gonna be at your neck. You know,
exactly.
That's how it is. I don't really have anything for trash ass tweet of the week. I was gonna post something, but my trash ass person of the week is Chris Sims because I watched that video and he's just still salty.
Yeah, beyond.
And I don't understand how you walk around as a human being with that much hate in your heart. You need to free yourself of your hate.
Straight up.
You know,
trash.
So, trash.
Straight up.
Trash. I don't have a trash tweet of the week or nothing like that, but I will say Nick Foles is the trash.
Like, you need him on my man Nick.
Ain't no let up, man, till he's gone, bro. I'm telling you.
Nick Foles.
All year long, I'm on it.
Nick Foles, straight up.
That music is garbage.
Damn shame.
That was a tweet, man. He got him popping up out the trash can for practice.
I love trash.
Oh, man. Damn, he tries to run. This is bad.
Like I said, hey, man, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple that I could air out, but you know what? I just leave it be, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My man Mike, what's his name? Mike Y'all or Mike Hall or whatever.
Yeah.
And the Samoan cat that's with him. Like, come on, dog. Y'all not qualified to hold these conversations with us.
You know what? This is a quicker show. We gonna save it. We gonna steal. I'm sure they'll say something stupid.
Yeah, dumb as hell. You know, so it is what it is.
We'll be able to address them clowns later.
It is what it is.
I want to address somebody else too, but we gonna save that one too.
Yeah. That's gonna be real good because that one is gonna have me in tears. That one's gonna have me in tears. You know, but just we ain't off y'all ass. We giving y'all a pass this week. Yeah, we giving y'all a pass week. This week, but one of the cats, man, try to say, oh, yeah, are you addressing me? Like, dude, come on now. You follow me long enough. As I told him, I don't do indirect, bro.
No, I'm saying, I'm subtweet.
I don't subtweet.
We don't subtweet.
Like, I ain't indirect.
I will quote tweet you. Yeah, come on. Like, I will quote tweet you and just destroy you.
Facts.
Like, I don't quote tweet.
Like, come on, man. I ain't got a soul tweet. If it was aimed at you, I would mention you.
Exactly.
Straight up. So you
ask
know.
Chris Sims.
Ask Anthony Miller.
Yes. Yeah. We will call you out.
Like, come on, bro. I don't play those games, man. I don't.
Y'all know how the Kings roll.
So it is what it is. Next week we are very, 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 very excited to see Justin Fields against the Buffalo Bills and see our Bears defense. We probably gonna pick Mitch off. What's crazy about that game when Mitch played against the Detroit Lions with the Buffalo Bills, they didn't allow him to throw.
Yeah.
They pretty much was like, bro, we just gonna have you out here and hand the ball off.
Two passes.
And then the one pass that he did throw, it was in the dirt. And then the second one was awful. Just like, damn, yeah,
it
Mitch.
Was almost, I thought it got picked. I did think it got picked. So.
Like, damn, Mitch, how long you been in the league, baby? Jesus, but, you know, yeah. It is what it is with that clown, man. Fuck him. Fuck the horse he rode in on. You know, we only focus on the Bears, baby.
Yeah. So I got to go pick up my baby girl, man.
All right, man, so go ahead, sign us out, Will.
Hey, man, thank you, everybody, for coming out and rocking with the three kings of the Midway Podcast. On that note, fellas, we out.
Peace.
Out of here. Take it easy.